Lot get a taste of that before the destruction when he seen God manifested in flesh? Eating a calf, drinking the milk of a cow, eating bread off the earth. And stood with his back turned to the pit. And with the personal pronoun, seeing that Abraham is the heir of the world, in other words, I'll make it known to him. Who was he? Then he said, Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? It's shocking. God in a prefigure of Christ made flesh. Said she's in the tent behind you. Sarah laughed and he said, why did Sarah laugh? When Emmanuel becomes through the womb of a woman, instead of appearing as a theophany, he said, as it was in the days of Lot, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. When he was on earth, those apostles went forth with the gospel. Even the angels looked over the banisters of heaven, the corners of the glory land. So look into it. You who are putting down scripture, as I see you writing, 1 Timothy 3:16. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh. Believed on in the world, seen of angels. The angels raised over to take a look at God. Once waved their wands before him, crying, holy, 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 when he was sitting on her as a pillar of fire in the glories of heaven. And when he became man, angels come and looked over to see him. Jehovah made flesh. Sure, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. I'll give you an everlasting sign, for God was made flesh among us. He dwelt in flesh. It'll be an everlasting sign, not only to the shepherds to look and believe, but for you, the Branham Tabernacle, and for this cruel world to believe that that is God. Amen. God gave that sign. Jesus said, as the living Father has sent me and come with me and within me, so send I you. The living Father to go with you and be in you. An everlasting sign. These signs shall follow them that believe. Lo, I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the earth. I'll be with you. The end of the world, I'll be there with you. Someone, as I have said before, wants to make him a little short God. He was man. God was using a man. God was using a flesh that he created himself in order to create through him and to bring through him many sons, says the scripture. Through that obedient son, through one son all fell. Through an obedient son all shall live. That believe. God with us. A sign. That would be a sign. He so loved to refer to himself as Son of Man. Son of Man. Man himself. Just a man. I am nothing. The Son can do nothing in himself, but it's the Father was in him. The Emmanuel, the God, the baby God, Jehovah God, that little baby cried, that was Jehovah. Can you see it? God living in a baby. God living in a teenage. What type of a teenager was he? He set the example. When he was lost by his father and his mother, they looked about to find him and they found him in the temple. What did he say as a teenager? Know you not, but thou not, that I must be about my father's business? Example for teenagers. As a man with all the pomp of the world offered him, everything laying right in his hands to become the greatest of all men. The richest of all men, you could tell people where fish had coins in their mouth, could pump the best water out of the wells and turn it into wine, that could change anything that he wished to change, that could take five biscuits and feed 5,000. For the power in his hands to become a great man, but still chose to be poor. Didn't even have a grave when he died. He had the boy one. Emmanuel. This will be a sign. How does God come? In the poor. How does God deal? It'll be an everlasting sign. With the poor. The uneducated. A sign said the great prophet is Anne when Simeon raised his hands in the temple and holding that little one in his swaddling cloth. Anne says it's a sign that'll be evil spoken of. For the fall of Israel, but the gathering together again too. A light to the Gentiles. Father, God with us. Not in the rich and the haughty, but in the poor. Born in a stable. God with us. What kind of things did he do? Watch his things he said. Watch him what he said. For God himself said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. This is my son who I'm pleased to dwell in. Hear ye him. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end. He sent forth his apostles. They burnt the earth up in their days. As God being one with man, they baptized the people in the name of that God, Jesus Christ. They lived so close to him till he manifested himself to them through signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Spirit. God with us. They preached there was one true and living God. Man has built all kinds of towers on three or four gods or two gods, but there's one God. Amen. That message was to be revived in the last days. Better get your thinking on now. Open up your hearts. Ask God to reveal this to you, what I'm fixing to say. When he come, he fulfilled what the prophet said. And when he's coming in the last days and the latter rains of God, when both former and latter rain will be poured out, he's coming just exactly the way it was prophesied of him. It shall be light in the evening time. What was to happen? Emmanuel, the same sun, the same light, the same God that come to dwell in flesh with his people at the day of Pentecost will come in the like manner in the last days, for it shall be evening light. What is it? There shall be a sign, an everlasting sign. God with us. God in us. God through us. Man and God becomes one. Jesus died and he gave that precious life on his decision in last Sunday's message because he gave it for a decision that he might bring many sons to God. Emmanuel with us. The evening light, people. It would attract them. When God gave the sign, this will be a sign. God will be dwelling in flesh. He thought that would attract the people. It did. Or as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. And it's supposed to attract the evening light people when that same light shows. God and Christ are one. Peter said, let it be known to you that God's made this same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. A sign evil spoken of. But the evening light is here. As the late minister of the gospel, when the Pentecostal message first started falling, the late Dr. Haywood I guess that maybe when he was in his best, one day when the Spirit struck him, he was a poet besides a preacher. He grabbed his pen and penned it. It shall be light in the evening time. The path of glory you will surely find in the waterway of the light today, buried in the precious name of Jesus. Young and old, repent of all your sins, and the Holy Ghost will surely enter in, for the evening lights have come. It is a fact that God and Christ are one, the evening lights. If we are walking in the evening light, the evening sun, then it was to be the same light and same sign, an eternal sign. Then the same signs will follow the evening light. Do you see it? Can you understand it? That's the message this Christmas. The evening lights. The signs of the Messiah accompanying the message. The evening lights are here.
Amen.
The evil spoke of. They'll turn you down. Your brethren. Who turned him down? His brethren. They love to see him perform the miracles. But when it comes to Calvary, where were they all at? When it comes to that crucial moment for God and his truth and his Bible is to be made manifest, where are they? Back away. There shall be a sign given unto you, and these signs shall follow. The works that I do shall you also, even more than this, for I go unto my Father. It shall be light again in the evening time. All this dark day that we've been through, but for 40 years the clouds have been clearing back through the first reforming of the bringing forth the message that God and Christ are one, that God was made manifest in flesh. He chose to dwell in human flesh. And today they make him something sitting on the throne. They make him some prehistoric something. Some of them wants to take him back to a philosopher. Some wants to make him a prophet. Brother, he's God in you. God manifested in the flesh. How? How did they know he was God in the flesh? He said, if I do not the works of my Father, then I've told you wrong. But if I do the works of my Father, you believe it. Now the same thing, the message is revived again in the last days. The message of who he is, what he is, Emmanuel dwelling in you with the same works that he did manifest himself through you. The very same things that he did at the evening light. It's evil spoken of. It's a hard way. It meant something for the rich young ruler. Yet his heart hungry. To come to Jesus and said, Rabbi, what must I do to have eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. He said, I did that as a child. He said, you want to be perfect then? He said, follow me. But he went away sorrowful. It was too much of a price. If he could have given him some money and built a big church somewhere, put himself a member, he'd have easily done it. Don't you see how that's patterned today amongst the rich? There were others, not only the rich, but poor. Many of them from the slime pits and so forth. They refused because of popularity. Because he was unpopular. He was Emmanuel. They said that's criticism. That's the devil. That's mental telepathy. That's Beelzebub. The teachers of the day, the big churches, said, nonsense. But God said it's an eternal sign. The super sign. The sign of all signs that God is with you, even in you, to the end of the world. There's your super sign. It exceeds all signs. It's the first sign. That's 19. Those people had to come back and recognize that sign before they could ever receive the Holy Ghost. Acts 19:5. yet a believer, that had the Bible and had a fine preacher that was proving that Jesus was the Christ, yet before they could come into it, and to see the sign, they had to come to be rebaptized, have hands laid on them, and receive the Holy Ghost. That's true. But in the evening time, the lights are here, and it's criticized, it's made fun of, it's evil spoken of. The prophets had to be evil spoken of. A stumbling block. Evil spoken of, made fun of, criticized. Emmanuel in us, working his will through us. Oh, today, my pilgrim brother, my sister, leave that sign. Look into the manger of your own heart and see if you're able to say within yourself, see the sign that the shepherd seen. God in flesh, dwelling amongst the poor, the needy, the outcast. See if you can understand it. God in your heart. God in your watching, see if he manifests himself right in sweetness and meekness as he did. A few years ago, there was a girl who went off to college. And with a lot of her colleagues there, she became a very little smart aleck from her old country teaching that she'd had as a mother in a country home. And one day she decided some 2 years later to visit her mother again. She wrote her a telegram and told her she would arrive on such and such a train to meet her at the station. However, she brought another little smart aleck with her, and she'd become a smart aleck herself. And she brought another one with her that was kind of one of the modern day sophistications. Know-it-all, Tiani. And when she arrived at the station, when she started to get off of the train, she looked and there stood her mother, looking with all that was in her to see where her daughter was. And when the girl that was with her mother saw her with her face all scarred and her hands all burned, and she looked terrible, old, and looked horrible. And the girl that was with the little Mary said to her, "Wonder who that old wretched looking thing is." And the girl was ashamed of her mother. She said, "I don't know. I don't know who she is." And her mother, when she seen her daughter, run to her and throw her arms around her and started kissing her. She pushed away and said, "I don't know you. You've got the wrong person," because she didn't want to be affiliated with such a person that someone else would laugh at and make fun of. There happened to be a man, a conductor of the train, standing by. He grabbed that young woman by the shoulder. He said, "Shame on you, you miserable thing." I remember the case very well. And the people gathered to hear what had taken place. And he helped the girl right out. And he said, "This young girl, when she wasn't 6 months old, was in her little crib in the upstairs. And her precious mother, the most beautiful woman I ever saw," said the old conductor. "Said the house caught fire while her mother was hanging clothes. And the neighbors all run screaming. They seen it, the mother never noticed it. It was on the porch side of the house. And the blazes had got well a hold, and it was gone into the air." And said they couldn't hold that frantic mother. Her baby was upstairs, and said, all of them cried, "You can't pierce those blazes." But she grabbed the sheet that was in her hand from hanging them up, and it was a wet sheet. And she threw it around her, and through the blazes she went and upstairs. Stop thinking about her own danger. Then when she got there, she knew she couldn't wrap the sheet around herself to go back. But to save the beauty of her daughter that was to follow her, she wrapped the baby in the sheet and run to the blazes with her bare face and hands and arms. And it burnt the meat off of her body and shrunk her cheeks to her bones and marred, burnt her hair off and all to the bones on her finger. That she become ugly, that you might become pretty. She forfeited her beauty. She forfeited everything that she had, that she might save you. And then you stand and be ashamed of that precious mother. Brother, when I see God, the God of heaven, forfeiting his throne, his beauty, and all that he was to be born on top of the manure pile. Be wrapped in swaddling's cloth. To be made fun of by his signs and his wonders. To be called a devil. Should I be ashamed of him? No, sir. Let the classic world do what they want to do. To me, he's a super sign. The Holy Ghost in me screams out. It might make me act funny and be a crazy man to this world. But I cannot deny him who's done so much for me. He took my place in death. He took my place at Calvary. He's done all these things. He conquered sin from heaven, from the pearly white throne, to become a man. To taste my suffering. To go through my temptation, to know how to be the right kind of a mediator in me, to lead me and to guide me to eternal life. And through his poverty, I am made rich. Through his death, I'm given life, eternal life. Don't deny him. Don't be ashamed of him. Don't be ashamed of him. But embrace him and say, yes, my dear Lord. Give to me like they did on the day of Pentecost, Lord. Give to me the Holy Ghost. Pour it into my heart. I don't care what the teenagers say. I don't care what the world says. I'm not looking to them. I'm looking to you. What is it, Jordan Church? No, the super sign, Emmanuel. God with us. Let us pray. In the audience of the people this morning, is there some here that would like to say, to me, I'm ashamed of my life. I'm not ashamed of him. I'm ashamed of my life. To offer to him who was made ugly and despised by the world, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. We all hid our faces from him, said the prophet. He was despised and rejected. Yet we did esteem him, stricken and smitten of God. Yet he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Would you be ashamed of him? If you are, come to the altar and repent of your sins. If you're not ashamed of him and you're ashamed of your life that you presented to him, such an awful thing, you've been ashamed many times before the boss, before your women friend, before your man friend, before your girlfriend or boyfriend, you've been ashamed of him, Emmanuel. Dwelling in you, raise your hands and say, God, forgive me for being ashamed. Our Lord and our God, we humbly and most graciously ask you to accept our apology this morning for all of our shortcomings. For all of us at times are guilty. We are guilty for standing for truth. We are guilty when they want to call us some evil name like oh, holy roller, or some evil thing that is not so. Yet sometimes we back off like Peter and warm ourselves at the enemy's fire. Forgive us, Lord. The new year's approaching us. May we start from this very hour and see the super sign of God among us. God living with us, dwelling in us, performing, doing exactly the way he did. And the evening lights are here. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive our sins. And we most graciously, Lord, accept your Christmas present. The Son of God to dwell in our flesh, our dust, to live with us, sanctifying his way by his own blood and giving us the assurance of eternal life. We thank you. I thank you, Lord, for this great, wonderful present from God. For it is a gift of the Holy Spirit, all packaged up in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're glad to receive it. We thank you because our church stands for that sign. Because the sign stands for the church's teaching. We stand for it. It stands for us. And it's known among the Christians throughout the world today of a poor, ignorant bunch of people at 8th and Penn Street in Jeffersonville that Emmanuel, the pillar of fire from the wilderness, the Jesus of Galilee, the Holy Spirit of Pentecost, made manifested by all Emmanuel's signs in the evening lights. We're so thankful, Lord, and may others see it and receive it. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake and the church's sake. Amen. I wished I had the voice of a singer. If I should have the voice of a singer just now, I would love to sing to you my favorite hymn, wrote by my precious friend, William Booth Cliver. Down from his glory, the ever-living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger to his own a stranger, the God of sorrow, tears, and agony. Oh, how I love him. How I adore him. My life, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior. And all God's fullness dwelleth in him. What condescension bringing us redemption when in the dead of night not one faint hope in sight. Then the fourth lightning came. God's precious tender laid aside his splendor, stooping to a manger, a stable full of manure to be born in, stooping to woo, to win, and save my soul. Oh, how I love him. How I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. And then he is in me, and I am in him, and in you. That day you'll know that I'm in the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. God Emmanuel with us. It was that Emmanuel that seen George Wright sitting down there just now, laying there dying when four doctors passed him. It was that Emmanuel. He had to borrow a womb. When he had to borrow a grave, he borrowed my eyes. Said, go tell Brother George, thus saith the Lord. You dig the grave of those preachers and things that's laughing at him. It was that Emmanuel. It was that same one about the little animals the other day in the woods. is the same one about Margie Morgan sitting there. All the rest is the same one who barred the mental faculties, the senses of the body, to present himself to the world today through you while the evening lights are shining.
God be merciful for him.
I'm taking so much of your time. Let's try it. Give us a chord, oh hallelujah. How many know it? Oh, how I love him. Now's the time for him to show his grace. A mother brings a little baby here with leukemia. Cancer in his bloodstream. That evil! Your baby! God hears my voice. Speak the word. And it shall be so. For Lord, you said, say to this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt. It shall be. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I command the devil called leukemia. The disease is now alive. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have
called. Hallelujah. It is done. Hallelujah.
My sunshine. My all in all, a great creator, he came my Savior. I want it as like Jacob, hold on to it. Adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. This shall be a sign. The great creator, he came, my Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Don't you just feel like worshiping him? Just in the spirit, just worshiping. Just forget yourself now. Don't be ashamed. The Holy Spirit's here. That's the Holy Spirit. Just meekly, in your own way,
the great creator, he came, my savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. There's what condescension, bringing us redemption. This shall be a sign when in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight. God precious, tender, laid aside his splendor. Think of what he did. Stooping to woo, to win and save my soul. Let's raise your hands when we sing it. We'll never be able to understand the riches, the fullness of your spirit until we see him at that day when he shall come. We may be sleeping in the dust. I may have to turn back to the original dust, but that will not worry me one bit. I know that he'll call and I'll answer. And then I shall see him as he is. This corruptible body will be changed and made like unto his own glorious body, whereby he's able to subdue all things unto himself. I will ever be grateful to you for the Christmas gift of Christ in my heart. To know that it's the same Christ, because he does the same thing. He makes me feel and act like he did at the beginning to his servant. I'm thankful for a church, a universal, triumph, already predestinated and called and sealed and ordained to that body. I find them in Asia, Africa, Rome, everywhere, Indiana, through the state, Africa, everywhere around the world, I find that church triumph. Who knows that you have come in the flesh. And you said that every spirit in your Bible, you said every spirit that does not confess this is the wrong spirit, the Antichrist. Every spirit that doesn't witness this same thing, that Christ has come in our flesh, is the Antichrist spirit. Father God, help me to jerk those firebrands out yonder. I can see them, Lord, out yonder. See the lepers at the gate. Look at India, yonder at the Taj at the gate. And poor things crawling on the ground, no feet. See them poor little black boys yonder in Africa. Their little hands reaching up. Oh, God, send me, Lord. Let the angel come with a coal of fire. Burn into my soul, Lord, and take all the dross and sluggishness out. I might go as a firebrand of God to pluck from the fire those who are in gross darkness. Bless my little church, Lord. Oh, I can see the little sawdust trail down through here and see the precious people. People driving by in their cars, laughing at them because they've got their hands up, praising God. But someday Jesus will come and all things will be made right. We won't be ashamed, Lord. We'll join with Paul of old and say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God, the salvation, the eternal life to everyone that believes. Help us to live that way, Father. We're worshiping you now in the Spirit in heavenly places. We thank you for this visitation this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Just once more, will you? Oh, Lord Jesus, my all and all, the great Creator, He gave my Savior and all God's glory, He shall ask Just want more of him, don't you, Bill? That's my sister. My sister in flesh. Oh, how I... My daughter-in-law. They want more of God. Brother Grimsley coming, want more of God. My all... That's it. Brother Woods coming. Brother Collins, Methodist preacher, his wife, others. He came, my Savior. This is the works of the Holy Spirit, calling himself. Well, in just express it in your own way now. How my breath, my sun, my all in all, the great Creator, the King. My Savior and all God's glory. Lord, Lord, here they are, the sheep of your pasture. Feed them, Lord, on thy Spirit.
Lord, hallelujah. Lord.
They are giving themselves to you, Lord. They are consecrating their lives to thee. They stood because they're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that you're here, the great pillar of fire, the Christ, the Holy Ghost. Lord, my breath, my sunshine. My all in all, the great Creator. Just speak in your own words now. That's the Holy Spirit that brought you here. Just tell him you love him. Same Holy Spirit that raised him up on Pentecost. You stand here crying, weeping, rejoicing. The great Creator, he came. My Savior and all God's without reluctance, flesh and blood. This substance, a little baby in here. He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know. Thou art that great I. Oh God, my breath, my star. Love that grips my heart beyond anything. The sweetness of the presence of the Holy Spirit while His church is standing around the altar, adoring, looking into the manger, seeing the same thing the wise man saw, God made flesh. Became my Savior and all God's fullness well in me. If there's anything wrong in your life, confess it now in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Or quietly. See if there's a manger there that can stand the criticism.
Hallelujah.
On your confession that He is God.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God.
your heads bowed now, just offer a prayer yourself. This is the Holy Spirit. Can't you feel the meekness and gentleness of the Spirit of God? Sweetness, lasting life. Where there are tongues, they shall cease. Where there's prophecy, it shall fail. Where there's knowledge, it shall fail. But when love has come, it endureth forever. Love suffers long. It boasteth not itself. It is not puffed up. It doesn't misbehave itself unseemingly, but it humbles us, sweetens us, puts in the sweetness in your soul. Let's pray, each one in your own way, thanking God for what He's done. Oh Lord, in the sweetness of this song, expressing by the keys not an uncertain sound, but a sound that means to us who our God is, as the Word has expressed it. Now the music expresses it. Now our hearts express it, Lord. Our attitudes toward You, we come forward, they stand to their feet. They love You. Together, Lord, we stand as Your sheep, the sheep of Your pasture. We love this food. It's good for our souls. And we know that God lives with us. We know that God was emptied into Christ, and Christ was emptied into the church. And here we stand today when all kinds of religions and all kinds of denominations and phases, all kinds of beliefs, but yet the Word speaking for itself, God manifested the super sign that God is still manifested in the flesh of His people, doing the same signs and wonders, appearing in the form of a cloud, a pillar, dwelling among us, discerning our hearts, foretelling us things to come, healing our sickness, making us so heaven-bound that we become beside ourselves, so we do things strange to the children of the world. How they stand by and laugh and think that we are crazy, just as they did at Pentecost, and art not all these drunk. But how I love Him. My breath, my sunshine, my all in all, the great Creator, is my Savior, and all God's good do you raise your hands now to pledge your faith in God, your vows to God, your loyalty and truth to God, the church over? We now, Lord, present ourselves to You after this blessing of manifestation of Your presence. Know that God still manifested in our flesh. He became our dust. He became our stock. He crossed Himself from God to become man, that man might live in Him. And we feel You this morning in our spirit. We see Your works and Your manifestations. We love You. We pledge ourselves anew to You, to honor You, to love You, and to do everything that we know how to do that would be pleasing, to live lives that would be like Christians, that would bring no reproach, but would be a blessing to Your great holy name. This we do, Lord, as Your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to ask you something before you take your seat. Did you ever feel such a sweet thing? The sweetness of the Holy Spirit, nobody to say a word, just automatically rising, coming forward. The glory of God. I've been praying and studying 2 days on this, more than that since last Sunday. Or last, yes, Sunday. How did that super stop? How God said, I'll give them a sign. I'll be in their flesh. I'll be like them. They'll be like me. He said, the angels look over. The angel said to the shepherd, look into the manger. You'll see what I mean. That sign wasn't just for angels. It wasn't just for shepherds. It's for the world.
Yes.
To see and believe that God dwells in flesh. And through the offering of that flesh, he sanctified our flesh that he might dwell within us. God in you, Christ in you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Don't forget this. Keep it in your hearts. I received some mighty fine Christmas presents, a movie camera, and many other things, guns and things that people love me to give me. How I appreciate that. But oh, this eternal life, the blessed assurance that Christ lives in us, that his fullness dwells within us, makes us rise and act different. Because you, when you do that, you become a fugitive to the things of the world. You become a pilgrim. You reckon yourself dead to the things of the world and alive in a new life. Now you're an alien in the world. You're an alien because you profess plainly by your action that there is a city whose builder and maker is God. And you no longer care for these things of the world, but we're a heaven-bound people looking for that city whose builder and maker is God. We are Abraham's seed. Because we have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and have died to the things of the world and have been raised again in the resurrection of his likeness to walk as Abraham did, seeking a city to come, taking God's word, calling everything else contrary, to entertain angels in our home like Abraham did, the messengers of God that brought the message. Oh, what a time. Professing that we don't want no more of the world. We want him and him alone.
Amen.
He is our Savior. As you journey from this building this morning, take it with you. Never let it leave. Be sweet in your souls all the days of your life. God bless you now as you go to your seats and the children has their presence. God bless you. This is a great open thing here, sister. The Lord God merciful to this brother. Take the drunken spirit off of him, Lord. May he be drunk with the new wine of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Isn't this just heavenly? How many feel that? Just a sweetness. Nobody knows what to say. I don't know nothing to say. I'm baffled for words. I don't know what to say. Just this spirit. Just move in. See, what is it? You are becoming lambs. And the dove is here to lead you to lamb's food.
Yeah.
Sheep food. This is sheep food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Our spirits live on that.